get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Tuesday, February the 5th, 2019. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. If you're like my mom, you like to hang on Facebook and invite me to random games that I don't want to play. You can also check us out. We're on Radio Now. Just search for that. And you can find our Facebook page, another way to interact. And of course, joeandalexshow.com. And the digits that you should be calling all the time. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. Let's start out by saying good morning to Alex. Hello.
Good morning. Last night was a very exciting night for my boyfriend, the Egyptian, because he got to meet his little brother for the first time for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, really?
And he walks into this kid's house. He said, this kid is absolutely hilarious. He said he walks in and the first thing he does is make a joke to him and like the lady from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And is like, y'all from CPS? And then, and then he says, you want to go see my lizard? So he takes him to go see his lizard. And Matt, which is the Egyptian's name, he is cracking up, just loving this kid. He said he looks at him. He goes, do you have a girlfriend? And the Egyptian goes, yes. And he said, is she hot? So the Egyptian was like, started laughing. And he's like, well, I mean, I think so. But he said it was really cute. And then he's like, oh, I realized afterwards I should have said, well, she's beautiful. I was like, yes, you should have. And I was like, you know, it's really cute. I was like, you're going to, you know, get used to having a little kid like that, that you're mentoring and being more aware of things you're saying and how you say them, because he's going to absorb every little thing. I was like, so yeah, you recognized immediately after, you should have said beautiful. And then you should have explained, like, you know, a girl is truly beautiful when she has like a great personality and she's pretty and she's a good person, all these things. I was like, you're going to do so great. You guys are both going to change each other's lives. I think they've already decided he's going to take him to the Humane Society this weekend to like tour it and maybe volunteer or something for their first like hangout together, because this kid, he said, is obsessed with dogs. He said all he wanted to talk about was dogs.
Does he have any dogs or no?
Okay. Their dog ran away.
Oh, man.
So he's obsessed with dogs. That's like sad. He's like he was asking the Egyptian, do you know anyone that has dogs? Like, he just is so obsessed. So that was his little idea he's going to do with him. So I'm excited for him to start doing that. And then tonight I start my child advocate training to be a CASA. So I'm doing that tonight.
I feel like love's in the air. There'll be a proposal soon. Alex will be knocked up. I can feel it. And they're going to have a dog.
Yeah, no, yeah, right. We're not getting a dog. He every week he asks me, because he does want one.
The Egyptian asked you?
Okay. Yes.
Well, hey, who knows what's going to happen? Liv, you kind of stole your boyfriend's dog.
Oh, yeah. I have like a stronger relationship with my boyfriend's dog than I do with my boyfriend. It's kind of like a love-hate relationship, because like he doesn't love me as much as he loves my boyfriend, but like, I definitely love him more than I love my boyfriend. But actually, I was over at my boyfriend's house last night, and I am so woke on a conspiracy theory that I think has to do with all of these cell phone companies. So one of my roommates, or one of my boyfriend's roommates, went to Verizon just to like switch how he was doing his billing, like make it like auto deposit, whatever. And so he was talking about that. And this guy was trying to get him to buy a new cell phone. He's like, oh man, no, like I know I have an upgrade. I'm just not ready to do that yet. Like when I want a new phone, I'll come in. I'm still fine with my phone. My phone is in perfect shape. Never has done anything weird, has never like dropped it, anything like that, has worked perfectly. Ever since he went there and the guy showed him like 12 possible upgrades he could get and was trying to convince him to buy a new phone and he said no, his phone has just been mysteriously messing
up. Oh, that's like, for sure what it is. They put something on his phone.
For sure. It'll be at 76%. And he said 2 minutes later, you will literally see the percentage of the battery drop, like plummet. Whoa. Like it'll be 19, 18, 17, and then it'll just like shut off. It's been doing that for the past 2 days.
Is it
ever
an iPhone?
Since he went there. No, it's not an iPhone. And he was like, I know iPhones are known for this, but like, I really think that this cell phone carrier is the one doing it. Like, whoa, it's been super messed up ever since then. So I'm super woke on that.
That's juicy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Pork chop. Anything unexplainable going on in your world?
Yeah, actually. I went to file my taxes last night, and they said I'm only getting $400 back, and I have to pay $100.
That's good. You don't want... People think that having a big tax return is good. That means the government's borrowing your money. You don't want to have money back. That's good.
He didn't make enough last year to give them, more. That's why his is so low.
Well, that's odd, because I've made less, and I've gotten a lot more back. But, like, I don't know. I look in how much I pay in taxes, and it's so much. I can't believe I'm only getting $400 back.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. That kind of sucks.
I feel like that's a lot, but I don't really understand taxes.
I would like to introduce you to the motto that taxation is theft. We will have a conversation off the air.
Oh, my God.
Pork chop. R.I.P. Oh, okay. It was nice, nice knowing you right there. And that was the day that Pork Chop learned about taxes. He decided he would never work again.
Just give me money.
All right. And I realized that it's been nearly 2 months since I ordered my wife's Christmas present, and it still hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, no.
What?
Whoa. You better get your money back.
I can't. I emailed they actually emailed me. They're like, hey, we're just wondering what you thought about your gift. I'm like, oh, the gift that never arrived.
Maybe
it
got
yet?
Stolen from your porch.
No, I don't know why they must have set out the email just like automatically, like through their protocol or whatever, because I looked at it, and then I emailed them. I had my order number. And they're like, hey, sorry, we're still backordered, which I understand that, like that they're backordered, but I'm like, Jesus, 2 months?
What's the gift?
She knows what it is, but not exactly. It's a thing where you can print your pet on something. I've done that before where like I got my dogs on socks for her, and she loves that.
Yeah.
But this is something I think a little bit cooler even.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, Alex, it'll be 2 months in like a few days.
Dude,
so maybe
insane.
It'll be here like by Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be your Valentine's Day
which
gift.
Would be perfect if she forgets about it that way. I'm like, oh, baby, let me tell you what I got you. So that's my day, waiting on the gift.
Coming up in the garbage, these two celebrity BFFs went to Disney World together. This artist may make a rebuttal to tonight's State of the Union, and someone else has been outed for homophobic tweets.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
New England Patriots stars Tom Brady and Julian Edelman made it to Disney World after winning the Super Bowl. It's an annual tradition. The top players make their way to the theme park to celebrate winning the Lombardi Trophy. This time, Patriots MVP Julian Edelman decided to bring his quarterback along. The two hit up the Toy Story ride and had a great debate over who's Woody and who's Buzz Lightyear. And then they also made time for some lightsaber training. Can I just tell you how much I love them? I love them. Also, I put it on my Instagram story last night, but that photo of Tom and his daughter and holding the Super Bowl trophy, and in the trophy you can see his daughter's like reflection of her face, and she has the biggest smile. That picture deserves an award itself. It was so freaking cute. It brought tears to my eyes. Oh, I just can't.
I think you're the only one.
It was so precious. And after Cardi B posted that video blasting the partial government shutdown a few weeks ago, she said that she'd happily make another one to give a Democratic response to tonight's State of the Union speech.
I mean, I will. They need to understand, though, that I might say a couple of curse words. I'm very passionate with everything that I say.
Wouldn't that be something?
And actor Damon Wayans Jr. apologized for a number of hurtful tweets he says came at the expense of the LGBTQ community after it was announced that he would produce an hour-long drama about a gender non-conforming young person. Last week, the CW announced that he would serve as the executive producer of this show called Glamorous, which is a new series following the life of a gender non-conforming high school graduate who lands his job interning at a cosmetics company. But then social media followers noticed some tweets posted between 2010 and 2011 in which the 36-year-old used gay slurs and terms like no homo. Wayans said in a statement, when I was a young comic trying to find my voice, I made some immature and hurtful tweets that I deeply regret at the expense of the LGBTQ community. And when I tweeted those comments almost 10 years ago, I was unaware of the emotional impact they could have. I'm not excusing the behavior, but that is not who I am today. Society evolved and so have I, and it's something that I will continue to do both personally and professionally. And Bradley Cooper confirms that he will be performing Shallow from A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga at the Oscars, but he's really nervous about it.
What about Oscars? There's rumors that you might be joining her there.
I think we're going to sing it, yeah.
You are?
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be terrified, yeah.
I'm excited to see that, but remember you played the audio before of him and Lady Gaga in Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to sound that good live.
Hopefully he doesn't wet his pants.
Hey, if that actually might be kind of entertaining.
That's the garbage.
Make sure you check out our podcast at joanalexshow.com. You can also subscribe. If you can, give us a 5-star review. Helps us out. And thanks to you, we got over 2 million listens, which is just, it blows my mind to even be able to say that. I love anything military related, like when it comes to welcoming home and surprises. I cry like a big bald baby. And I guess speaking of big, how about this big bobblehead story that's going viral with Bobblehead Sam? There's this soldier, his name's Sam. He's actually from Indiana, but lives in Texas now. And he's over in Iraq, serving and protecting our country. But their family had a little fill-in because they have younger kids. So they have a bobblehead that looks just like him. They got it made.
Uh-huh.
And they would take it on all the adventures with them. And
that's so precious.
This story is just so awesome right here. This is from Fox 59 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
They call him Bobblehead Sam. The pint-sized wobbler is of Sam Giltner, a Hoosier hero living in Texas now. While he was deployed overseas, the doll went viral, as did the real Sam. But as Fox 59's Mike Sullivan tells us, Sam's back to upstage his plastic partner in crime one last time.
These toys may look human, move like it too, but nothing beats the real thing.
I'm back to being a dad. Like, that's it.
You may know Sam Giltner by his counterpart, or should I say viral sensation.
Bobble Sam's more attractive to me, and he's a more compelling story.
Standing several inches tall, Bobblehead Sam is his body double for his wife and children. Real Sam is in the Army, deployed to Iraq for 9 months.
He was having a great time. It actually became a pretty good hit amongst the soldiers there as well.
The doll going to school functions, on vacations, even hobnobbing with celebs.
Bobble Sam lived kind of the best life.
His exploits generating buzz in the doll's social media account. Everyone wanted to meet him.
It was something we never dreamed that would happen.
But the children longed for so much more. They saw their father on the news, in a selfie with the president during a surprise visit.
The one that became, you know, famous for at least 24 hours.
Still, not enough. But you see,
you have another birthday present waiting for you.
Those games are over now.
You turn around, and I'm gonna get the present.
Real Sam is home.
Boys!
Each time is, I would say, harder, more excited to come home. The nerves are up. We took one picture at the ceremony, and I think we're done with Bobblehead Sam for a while.
I just keep telling him, Tag, you're it. I've been doing it alone for 9 months. It's your turn to step in.
You know what? That is such a cool thing right there. And if you actually go look at these photos, it's just amazing. Like, everywhere they go, they got a little bobblehead in there. And there's been other stories like that where people take a stuffed animal or different things, you know, around the world.
I love this idea.
But it's so cool. I'm gonna put that out there at joeandalexshow.com. I'll put a blog up so you can actually see all the places that Bobblehead Sam has been.
Yesterday, my very best friend since high school, her husband got deployed for a year. And
wow.
They told her that they're not going to be able to speak for a year. So she had to say goodbye to him yesterday. And so she's, you know, going through that or whatever. And this would be such a great gift idea to, like, get a bobblehead made that looks like him for her.
Maybe if anybody knows, like, where you can get a bobblehead made, like, if your company does that or if you can recommend somewhere. Because that's what this guy did. Maybe we can find out. Maybe you can kind of give that to her for a gift or something. Okay, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress and the House of Representatives. That'll be going on around 9 o'clock tonight. Biggest thing I'm looking forward to is a week or two from now when we get to see the This Is Us finale. whatever season it is.
Yeah, where has that been? Did that not air last week?
I think I was reading, Alex, because of everything happening with, like, the shutdown and then, like, will the thing be? The network's like, whoa, we're just going to wait. So they finally, that's when they moved it. So it'll be, I believe, next week.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to that. But if you're wondering if a show gets preempted tonight, that's what's going on. Expect that. I think this is kind of cool. I know people will disagree, but the Boy Scouts of America established its first all-girl troop in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Nearly 30 troops with an estimated 200 girls took the Scout Pledge on Saturday and across the country, as well as in D.C. Thousands of girls have entered the scouting program since Friday, becoming eligible to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout. I think it's kind of cool. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think it's cool. Like, if girls want to do that, I just, like, probably wouldn't, you know?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Like, I'd rather sell cookies than try to, like, build a fire. That's just my own personal take. But, like, good for women out there. Hell yeah. Woo!
I think it's cool. I don't know. Alex, what do you think?
I think that there's, like, nothing wrong with having them separated and letting them, you know, focus on being boys and girls focus on being little girls and getting to have that time to spend with other little girls or other little boys.
Right,
I think there's value in that.
But what if little girls don't connect with the other little girls? Like, what if
there are other
girls,
groups for girls that do...
Like what?
I don't remember what they're called, but there was a list of stuff that came out. But, I mean, there are different other things that you can do if you are more outdoorsy and stuff. But, yeah, pretty much biologically, most girls are going to want to do girl things. Most boys are going to want to do boy things. So you're making another exception for a minority in society. It's like, why are we making a huge group decision based on a tiny amount of kids?
I know a lot of my friends growing up in Kentucky were really big into hunting, fishing, camping, doing all that kind of outdoorsy stuff. And they didn't do Girl Scouts because they would have much rather do Boy Scouts, but they couldn't.
I think it's a cool thing right there. I think it's great that they're having the opportunity, if they want to do that, because otherwise they may not have that opportunity. If you were a betting person when it came to the Super Bowl, man, this is something you should have done. Somebody bet $250 on the LA Rams only scoring 3 points in the Super Bowl.
What?
And I guess the line on that was 400-1. So they, he or she, we don't know who it was, won more than $100,000 on a $250 bet.
That's insane.
But who would have thought that only 3 points from them? Right?
A lot of people, I bet the over. And so, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, what was it, like 51 points they're going to try to score something? Researchers, we just talked about this the other day. It's so funny. And I thought Alex had good handwriting. Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults and found 45% of people struggle to figure out what they wrote with their own handwriting. When asked how they'd feel if they had to write sentences on a whiteboard in front of their peers, a third said that would give me severe anxiety, while 23% were terrified at the thought of doing it.
I relate to that.
People said their poor handwriting skills have led to instances of miscommunication at work with their coworkers. I honestly, I'm embarrassed, but not too embarrassed. But, like, you can see, right, you can't read it, but this is my handwriting. Can you read any of that?
No, it looks like chicken scratch.
Okay, I wrote this, like, this personal stuff for me to do. It's not even. It kind of goes down in, like, a downward slope angle.
Your handwriting's ugly, like, but so is mine.
It's like italic.
Well, I do have that certain setting that I change. I hit my hand. So if you have that, you're not alone. This is in the category of duh. Researchers at Texas A&M are working on a new AI program that can tell when your spouse is in a bad mood just by listening to their voice. Can't we all already do that? Like, don't you know when your significant other's pissed, or don't they know when you're grumpy and in a bad mood?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, for me, I know it's pretty obvious to my wife, Lindsay.
Right.
And she, like, with her, she just doesn't talk.
Typically, it's when I'm hungry.
Oh, is that what we're dealing with right here? A little bit of hanger. A cryptocurrency company in Canada says they can't access $137 million worth of customers' money because the guy who knew the password was the only one and he just died.
Yikes.
So let's say you were buying, like, Bitcoin and all this cryptocurrency, because I thought about getting into that. You can't access your money. The dude had the stuff and he's dead and they don't know where it's at.
Yeah, you gotta write down your passwords for things in case something like that ever happens to you so that your family can, like, get information, or if you go missing, they can get into, like, Facebook and your phone and stuff and look at your things.
I'm sure the government has some professional hackers that can get into that. I mean, they hack everything
else. They don't care. They're not gonna do that if you're an average person.
And this story reminds me of Alex so much. We'll wrap up Need to Know News with it. Universal Studios Orlando now has a troll that farts glitter. If you're familiar with Trolls, the movie, he's Guy Diamond, the troll with the green nose and no clothing.
Which I love it.
Would totally be Alex in real life. But I saw the video and it's like, oh my God. It's like scary what came out of that butt.
I was at the kids club yesterday where I work at the daycare, and this kid got a brand new toy for his birthday. And if you pull out its tongue, it farts on you. And if you pull its arm, it does like a really loud fart. And I swear this kid was putting it in my face for 30 minutes straight, just farting in my face.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hey, so my biggest question for the Boy Scouts is, I know they are changing their name to just Scouts, which is fine, but they have a level that is actually called Boy Scouts that comes after Cub Scouts. Are these girls going to be called Boy Scouts?
I'm sure they're going to have to rearrange the entire program for these 8 girls that want to do it.
Fun fact.
Well, and that is what is very wrong with this whole situation. Is this is an organization that has been around for years.
Yeah.
And they are trying to reconfigure the entire thing.
I agree.
It makes no sense.
So why, Allie, do you have a daughter or no?
I do. I have 2 daughters that are selling Girl Scout cookies. You want some?
No, I'm on a diet right now, but if you can hold a box or two. But what if your daughter said, hey, Mom, like, this is cool. Like, I'm hawking some cookies and all, but I actually want to do some of these other things, which for whatever reason is not offered as a Girl Scout. I just want to do it regardless if I'm a boy or a girl. Like, wouldn't you want her to have that
thing.
Opportunity? Or it's like, no, nah, sorry, you weren't born with a wiener.
The same thing that Boy Scouts offer. Yeah. I would ask my daughter what specifically she is wanting to do, and we would go sign up to go do that.
It literally is almost identical, except one's for girls and one's for boys.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's all about
the difference is that we're not having the girls with guns and teaching them how to shoot.
Yeah.
That's basically the only thing that Girl Scouts does not do that Boy Scouts does.
I don't see why everybody gets so like bothered by it though, as if it's a big deal.
Because it's a virtue signaling. Because it's a virtue signaling thing, just to change the name when they're already almost the same anyway. That's all it is.
It's giving these girls a chance to do things that they normally wouldn't be able to do.
No, that's what Allie's saying, is that it is stuff they already are able to do.
Not all. I mean, there's some things they can do, but I think overall, if I had a daughter, I'd want her to have a chance to be able to do more things.
Yeah, they definitely are not identical. Like, if boys want to be able to make more money and sell cookies instead of popcorn, they should be able to, because no one really buys
Boy Scouts popcorn. No offense, Boy Scouts, but who buys your popcorn?
Maybe they will merge everything to be just cookies now. Allie, thank you so much.
Fun fact, I want to name my firstborn Scout, if it's a boy or a girl.
That is a dog name.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might be one of the dumbest things you've ever said here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I'm afraid to open up this box of worms because I feel like it's going to explode in my face. Who on the Joe and Alex Show is the worst when it comes to being on time? Like, they're always late. Like, out of the 4 of us, who would you say is the worst?
It just depends on what late is.
Yeah, it depends. Like, are we talking about work or just in general?
Well,
like,
you think it's different for, like, we have different things that we're late to?
Yeah.
Okay, then go ahead. Explain, Porkchop.
When it comes to your Super Bowl party, I was late. But when it comes to, like, work, I'm always very early.
Yeah, you were a little early still at the Super Bowl party.
Oh, really? I thought you said to get there at 5:30. I got there at 5:50.
You got there a
little
early.
Time for HQ.
I mean, it just depends. Like, so we've like kind of said like be here around 5:15. I know for me, what I have to get done before the show starts, as long as I'm here by 5:30, I have plenty of time. Plus, I send a lot of my work ahead of time to producer Porkchop on my way here. So then, I mean, a lot of my stuff is already starting to get done by the time I get here. So for me, that is on time. So I count myself late if I'm after 5:30. But I feel like after, like, getting here way later than that, like, the most often but would be between Joe and Liv.
Right. I would agree. I think that mine's either, like, a hit or miss. Like, I'm either one of the first ones here. It's either me or Porkchop that's the first one here. Or every blue moon, I'm, like, super, super late. So
yeah,
mine's a blue moon. But I would say the most consistent late would be Joe.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
I'm surprised to hear that. Now, what about in regular life? If we go to an event or we do something, who do you think usually is the latest on the show?
I think Joe would be first.
I'm never late to events.
I don't know. I was just assuming. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say late, but you're always like right on the dot. Like
me
I,
or Joe?
Like you, Alex. I've seen text messages where you're like, the Uber is late, or, you know, sorry, the Uber is taking a long way. I'll be there in a minute. And you're there like right on the dot.
I always feel like I'm, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying though, but that's on time
to me.
I mean,
Joe will be there like 10, like 15 minutes early.
Some people, see, but here's the thing. Joe is either 10 minutes early or he's 15 minutes late.
Yeah,
there's no
I would agree.
Between where Alex is always right on the dot.
Yeah, so to me, like, so some people, like, I know my grandpa, I know that's random, but my grandpa thinks he's late if he's not at least, like, 20 minutes early to something.
Well, that's the old school saying. Yeah. Alex, like, hey, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't bother.
That's not, I'm very right on the dot because I like to have, I don't like to be there any longer than I have to be.
I actually was going to say, which might be a shock to everyone, I think Alex is the most consistently on time.
Really?
She's not really early. I mean, I don't see Alex super early things, but usually when I do something, she's usually there before me. Pork Chat's pretty there. Liv, as she brought up, she's sometimes amazing. Other times, is she abducted? You know, like we wonder what happened. With me, I'm kind of like Alex. I'll get stuff done at home sometimes, you know, or I'm dropping off bird scooters, but I try to prep stuff before. But in my personal life, I think I'm probably the worst. I think I'm always late to things, and I hate when people are late for me and make me wait. This is a couple of things that you can do if you're that Joe in the life. You know what I mean? If you're constantly late.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think a hypocrite
it was
is
a joke.
Late.
It was a joke. I'm joking.
I feel bad about it. This is actually probably the best idea. They say, because I always estimate. I'll look at my thing on my Google Maps or Waze. I'm like, how long is it going to take to get there? They say always round up whatever the time is to the nearest 10. So if it says it's 16 minutes to get there, round it up to 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like if it was 22 right. minutes, round it up to 30, which is not a bad idea. Also, learn to be okay with waiting because that's what I don't do. Like I've actually been early a few times, like to my therapy session. I'm like, oh man, I got to wait 7 minutes. It's okay. It's better to wait 7 minutes and be early.
I don't think you're a very patient person.
It depends on what the thing is. No, but waiting is the hardest part, as Tom Petty said. Rest in peace. Buy a wall clock. That way you actually physically see something in front of you all the mm-hmm. time. Do you guys actually have clocks mounted up, or you just pretty much have your phone in your house or your apartments?
I've got, you know, like the cable box and the digital clock, but I don't necessarily have one hanging up.
The only clock I have in my actual apartment is my phone.
Ooh.
Not even your microwave or anything?
Well, I mean, it's like a clock there, but she really
maybe.
Can't set it.
Maybe.
No.
I feel like it's not set. It's I
wouldn't count that. I'm talking about an actual a designated clock.
I guess not.
I don't have one either.
Wow. Okay. That's so weird. I think I have one in my bedroom. I think we have like three.
Wait, I was just going to say that's kind of old school. Like I couldn't imagine buying a wall clock unless it was for decoration.
Yeah, everyone buys one for decoration only.
I need a cuckoo clock. That'd be dope. Time yourself. They say like let's say you're always like, man, I'm always 5 minutes late to work. When you leave the next day, start a timer, see how long it actually takes you to get to work or wherever that place might be where you struggle with to do that. And then the final one, which is the hardest one for me, stop making excuses like you're really busy. If you're always late, it's not because you're too busy. It's because it's not a priority to you. Which is sad but true. I am hypocritical when it comes to that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, listen, I'm at least honest about stuff here. I can call myself out on stuff. I have no problem being honest.
There was actually one day where I was the last one here, and I felt so weird and awkward. Did you guys like feel awkward?
Oh, you were late?
No, I don't care.
I
listen,
didn't even notice.
Joe is really? The one that gets butthurt about that.
Yeah,
I do not care when you guys get here as long as you get your stuff done.
I
don't care if you get here a minute before the show starts as long as it's done. Joe, even though he is late most of the time, he will get mad at any of us if we are 1 minute past the allotted time that in his mind is when we need to be here.
Yeah, because when you're running late for something, if you don't have that stuff in, it affects
but
other people's
that's what
jobs
I'm saying.
Right there.
Do.
My job like is always, I'll do that at home or I do it the night before. None of my stuff ever gets dumped on other people. That slows the process
that
down.
That is not true at all.
It totally is. Give me an example.
When you're late. Sometimes when you're late, your Joe's need to know news will be kind of like sloppy because you're trying to rush it together, and you'll play a song instead of doing the segment, which stresses you out because then it makes the show late, and then it's just.
And you guys have to do something where you have to check like for the radio station. We have a board that says like all the songs coming up and stuff. And every single time that you run late, you will make producer Porkchop go over there and like move things around for you, which is your job because you're not here on time.
False. When have you ever moved anything for me? When have you done that?
I mean, not physically, but
you never
sometimes
have.
You ask me to like look and, you know,
count things for you and figure out timing and all that kind of stuff.
Because that's his job, Alex. That's his role. Like your job is to get audio for the garbage to him on time so that we can put it into our system. Like
okay.
That's your job.
All right. Well, I'll be here at 5:15 tomorrow morning, right?
Yes. Yep.
You guys are so stupid. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and oh my gosh. What phase did you go through in high school? Porkchop, you brought this up. Now, why are you bringing this up today? What happened?
I was Uber driving yesterday.
Okay.
And I picked up a customer, and the customer's name was kind of interesting.
What was their name?
It was Blade.
Like Blade a real Runner, name, or they wrote that as their nickname?
I think that was the real name. I'm pretty sure you have to put your real
name. You have to put your real name on there, like your license.
And what did he look like?
Kind of like, I think he was wearing, might have been wearing mascara, like a black trench coat.
Oh, okay.
Like
he was goth?
Black hair. Okay. Yeah, like gothic with like rings and silver rings.
Oh,
did you
brother.
Ever have a goth phase, Pork Chop? I feel like you would.
No way. You know, I might have had like a kind of, I wouldn't, like a skater boy surfer phase.
Like Yellow Card was your anthem?
Yes!
Oh my god.
I had really long hair.
I can see you like banging your head, jamming out to the
Ocean you know
Avenue.
That is too funny. Yeah. The photo right now, we just put it up of Pork Chop. It's on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can see him going through that phase.
And Twitter.
Alex, what about you? What's your phase?
I probably am the closest to goth out of anyone on the show because I was a scene kid.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Wow. You know what? This makes so much sense. Like,
it does?
I won't eat my broccoli. You can't tell me what to do, Mom.
I was hard X-core, guys. I had a MySpace that was all scened out. I would join MySpace trains, they were called.
What?
How dramatic were you back then?
Very. The same as now. But I would go to mosh pits for like screamo shows
this?
Like this. Yeah. Right?
Oh,
like, can you imagine
scary.
Me listening to this? I mean, it's crazy.
That is like a 180
yeah.
from who you are now.
Completely
that
different.
That is insane.
And I have, there's pictures up of me, Joe, and Porkchop in all of our high school phases up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
I had a couple of phases. I remember one that I think we have the photo of, and that's where I was in my preppy Abercrombie and Fitch phase. That was like, I think, ninth grade. I couldn't fit in anything. Like, the shirt you can see is like it just busting at the seams, but it's like a green Abercrombie shirt. I think I have my frosted tips in there.
Yep.
After that, I think it's when eventually I set myself up for the ultimate hair loss because then I really got more into Eminem and Limp Bizkit. Trust me, in high school I was
getting
done.
So then what phase is that?
I don't know what you would call it, but I was like into the Limp Bizkit Eminem thing. Like, I don't know, like...
Like white rappers?
Kinda. Like,
is Limp Bizkit considered rap?
Not at all.
It's rock?
Yeah.
But it, I mean, it is rock, but it's that rock rap
it's
stuff, like
edgy,
Linkin Park.
Like super angsty.
Like, I'm mad at my parents.
Okay.
Like, life's not fair.
Yeah,
look
so
at
just,
me. I'm secretly hurting inside.
Your
so I'm gonna yell.
Typical teenage angst stage.
We have a hilarious comment on Instagram from Emily Reynolds. She said, I for sure faked a Southern accent in eighth grade.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a 1996 deposition with lawyers, Michael Jackson was asked directly on camera whether he's a pedophile. That video has been released. This new video footage includes hours of Jackson being grilled over the molestation claims and shows his extremely weird and odd reactions to the serious allegations. Jackson appears nervous and laughs, giggles, and jokes his way through questions about molesting children during the deposition. After Jackson is asked whether he sexually touched Macaulay Culkin, Jordan Chandler, and Brett Barnes, he giggles. Then Jackson squirms in his seat when asked if he threatened staff members who agreed to testify that they saw him act inappropriately with children. Michael then denies that witnesses had been threatened. And here's a particularly weird part of the video where Michael Jackson compares himself to Jesus and rants at how he's being misrepresented.
And he always surrounded himself like with children. And that's how I was raised, to believe and to be like that and to imitate that. So I don't know what you're trying to make out of it. I made a list of things. When I get angry enough, I write down what I want to say and what I want to talk about to set the record straight. Because you get to a point where you get tired of people lying. I get tired of situations like this, where people completely lie on me, and I'm sick of it.
Somebody like called us the other day, and you remember this show? They called us after the show, and they tried to say, they said, you're the only reason that you are talking bad about Michael Jackson is because he's black.
Oh, yeah, they said that we were trying to, like, just downgrade a black man. And right. It's like, no, like, I don't care if you're white, black, red, or blue. Like, if you do something bad or child molesty or punch your lady in the face, like, you're a turd.
If you're new to this show, you should know we are equal opportunity pedophile or rapist roasters. We will call anybody out. We've talked about Bryan Singer on the show, who nobody wants to talk about. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Harvey Weinstein, all of them equally, anytime there's a story. So don't come for me with that crap, because that's absolutely a lie. Kim Kardashian is allegedly spending a fortune on surgical procedures, mainly because she's feeling stressed amid her, quote, marriage meltdown. Sources say the reality star is spending a small fortune and running out of parts of her body to operate on, but she just loves going to the surgeon's office and says it's empowering. The sources add that the procedures also serve to distract her from her crumbling relationship with husband Kanye West. I don't see it. Like, I don't see their relationship crumbling. They seem to be sticking strong to me.
If they are, they're doing a very good job at hiding it.
I mean, she's had a lot of opportunities where it would have been easy for her to say, you know what, we're taking a break, we're separating, I need some space. And she still vehemently, you know, stands up for him.
I think that anything that has to do with the Kardashians is complete clickbait. It can get people's attention.
Probably is.
And get people to click on it, whether it's true or not. So I think that's the only reason why we're hearing about this.
So how many articles did you click on, Liv?
Oh, like every
all of them.
Single
yeah,
article.
Okay. Just want to make sure it worked.
You know what Goop is?
I do.
Isn't that one lady made Goop?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop.
Goop is coming to Netflix. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle and wellness company. It's becoming a docuseries set to debut this fall. It'll have 30-minute episodes hosted by Goop editors, including Gwyneth herself. We'll deal with topics related to physical and spiritual wellness, and we'll have doctors, researchers, and other experts. Oh, boy. She's the one that, like, came out with a bunch of stuff about, like, vajazzling and weird stuff.
Do I need to actually pony up and get cable now so I can't miss this?
Well, this is Netflix.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. In that case, man, let me share my password with everybody that wants to watch Goop.
There you go. So you can look forward to that. And David Spade got invited to watch the Super Bowl in the Patriots owner's box, I guess. But he said he didn't go because the idea made him too uncomfortable. Here's why. It's really funny.
That in the booth, the craft booth, they're all cool. But I don't know anybody that well. And then I would feel kind of dumb. Yeah. You know, because I'm fun for a few minutes, but let's face it, 5 hours of me, it gets annoying. And I knew I'd do something dumb, like I'd be over the food and I go, Giselle, did you eat the last chalupa? These are for everybody.
Coming up in less than an hour, this famous actor told a very weird racist story to a journalist. I'll tell you who.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Okay, somebody here on the Joe and Alex Show is like paying all the bills in their relationship. And they say it's perfectly normal. Like the reason why they're doing this is totally normal. Everybody else says that is bull crap. Like we think it's kind of crazy. Pork chop, why are you paying for everything? What's going on in this relationship with you?
Well, I mean, maybe I'm a sugar daddy.
No, you're not a sugar daddy because you're using every new app you can to get like a payday advance loan. So it sounds like you're not a sugar daddy to us.
All right, so on the for real, I'm 6.5 years older than Chase. So I am older. I make more. He doesn't make as much as I do. And also, I've been in radio for 10 years. I've worked in New York City, San Diego, Portland, Oregon, and every time he's moved all around with me. And when we were first together, I mean, he was young. He was 17. Don't worry, in the state we were in at the time, 17 was legal.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of cutting close.
Yeah, I know. But so how can you expect a 17-year-old, and I was 23, how can you expect a 17-year-old to pay all these bills? And he was home and comfortable. I just upped and moved him. Hey, like, come, like, he was from Michigan. I was from New Jersey. And I guess the way we met, that's an entire story. But,
yeah, this is making me please, wildly
God,
uncomfortable.
Please, because I don't want to be involved with some kind of, like, legal
thing. No. There's nothing illegal.
Just never say his age again.
Why? That it was legal.
Everyone is freaking out.
Everybody listening right now is, like, hitting other cars and driving off.
No, trust me. It was legal.
Please, I'm trying to guide this. Please, trust me.
Okay, don't ever say. Barely.
Well,
so
no,
close.
This is important to the story because you cannot expect someone at that age to just, you know, up and root them out of their home and then pay a bunch of bills.
How old are they now?
Chase, now he's 23.5.
Okay. He can't help out pay bills?
I mean, okay. So, yes, we've been together like 6.5 years.
and he's gotten better at it, but...
What's better? Like, how much of the bills are being paid? How much money?
Let me say this first. He does pay all of his bills. So his car bill, he pays that.
Okay.
His phone bill, he pays that. But when it comes to our shared bills, like the rent, for the majority of the 6.5 years we've been together, I've always paid rent. Now, I will say...
He must be so good. There's got to be some explanation why.
I will say, though, last month he did contribute. He gave me $400 for rent, which was extremely greatly helpful. And today he is giving me $200 for rent. So he is starting to contribute, which is greatly appreciated. It might have something to do with when we first got together. I told him, because like I said, you know, his age, I was like, look, like, I'll buy the food, I'll pay the rent. Like, you just, like, cook.
Yeah, because he was 17 years old.
Right, Alex, exactly.
When are you going to start acting like his boyfriend and not his dad? Oh. When are you going to start telling him you're a grown man, you're an adult now, you're in your early 20s, you have a job, you need to contribute equally? If that means he's more strapped because he makes a little bit less than you, then he's more strapped.
So does he need to contribute equally, though?
Yes.
Even if I make triple what he makes, he needs to contribute equally. I uprooted him out of his house.
Because even though you make triple what he makes, you still do not make very much money. You're out here Uber driving all day long trying to just make $200 so you can barely pay your rent. He has to be contributing. This is absolute BS. It is so insane to me. He totally is taking advantage of you.
He is contributing.
He's not contributing.
When he's giving me $400 last month and $200 this month, that's not contributing?
But when you're paying a bill...
It's not a regular thing.
When you're paying a bill just so you don't get evicted or miss rent late, that's like you're forced to like, oh, you're twisting my arm. Okay.
Right.
I'm saying like... Hold on. I don't care if your rent's $1,000 and maybe you make more money, then fine. Maybe you say it's a percentage-based thing. You break out the calculator and figure out, for your percentage income, I should cover about $650 of this. Whatever it is, you do it.
That's
but
agreeable.
It doesn't... Okay, they're an adult now. I don't care about where they were, where they're at now. I would be so pissed with my wife, Lindsay, if we were actually living together and she's like, well, you're older, Joe, or like, I moved for this radio
job. I'm significantly older.
It doesn't matter it doesn't matter the age of how old they are. That doesn't matter how old they are, pork chop. I don't know. I love you, man. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's like you're brainwashed or something.
But
he can't give me money that's not there.
Or are you afraid he's going to leave you?
Yes.
Let's say he does. Let's say he does up and leave.
He won't because you're his sugar daddy and you pay for everything. Why would he? He's comfortable.
If he did up and leave, I would have to be responsible for my own bills. So I want to make sure I can pay my own bills.
So are you... So, okay. Does that mean you're... It sounds like he's afraid he's going to leave, Alex.
No, I'm just saying I might be responsible for myself.
I think that he has shown you multiple instances, which we have talked about on the show, that he is not fully invested in your relationship. And one reason he stays is because you do all these things. You make it easy for him to just say, well, I guess I'll stay.
That's just Alex's theory, but go ahead.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
How much should a significant other you live with be contributing financially? Is it fair to ask producer Porkchop's boyfriend that he should be paying half of their shared bills?
All right, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobile?
Okay, Porkchop and his boyfriend Chase are still together, but who knows what could happen. This morning, we are talking to you here on the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And Alex, is this on our social media anywhere if people want to interact?
Yep, Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Producer Porkchop is older than his boyfriend Chase, and they've been together 6.5 years. And Porkchop says he also makes a lot more money than his significant other. But that being said, Porkchop, until the past month or two, has pretty much covered all of the joint bills like rent and food. Now, his boyfriend will pay for things that are his, like his cell phone and his car. But other than that, it's Sugar Daddy Porkchop over here paying all the bills. And we just thought that was kind of weird and kind of wrong.
Well, like, for the most part, he pays for his own food. You know, he's like starting to eat healthier. And even, you know, after work, he'll go get something to eat.
Okay, so Porkchop is responsible for his own personal bills and then rent. And producer Porkchop doesn't make, it's not like he, you know, makes so much that like, it's like, oh, no big deal, I'll cover your portion. Like, he has to go out and Uber drive to make like only, you know, barely $150 just so he can pay the rent all the time.
So now take what you just said
and put yourself in his shoes. If I barely have enough to make and I make way more than he does, he can't just make money come out of nowhere. He can't just give me money that he doesn't have. He's working as hard as he can. He's a bartender at Applebee's. He does 40 hours a week. He picks up shifts. He works doubles. Yesterday was 12 hours.
Are you saying, though, that all the hours he works, he's giving you all the money he has?
I mean,
or is he holding on to money?
I would be so shocked if he came out of there's no way. There's just no way.
All right, let's go to Brooke. Hey, good morning, Brooke. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey. So I've got two things. First is my story. I was 17 when I moved in with a 21-year-old guy, like a long time ago. So I had a job. I paid half the bills, and I think it's really unfair for a pork chop school boyfriend to be skating along and just like doing whatever he wants.
I wouldn't necessarily say he's doing whatever he wants. He really is doing the best he can.
Yeah. But still, like, you guys have been together 6 years. He's 23. And so when you guys got together, you set the expectation that you would cover things. And so he's kind of like, you know, you put the expectation on him of what you require. So if you would want him to start paying the bills, you have to set that boundary.
Okay.
And be like, hey, dude, you need to contribute.
You need to reset the boundaries.
And
things
let's not
are always
forget,
meant to be renegotiated.
He does contribute. He just, like, started contributing, but maybe it is time I say, hey, like, let's do half and half. I still don't really think that's fair because I make so much
if
more.
If my wife, Lindsay, took this approach when we were, actually living together, like, pretty much married, we lived a little bit before, I would have called off the wedding or now present day. She's like, well, Joe, you make more money than me and you made me move to this place from this place. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Divorce.
Well,
see ya.
Maybe that's why I haven't proposed yet. I don't know. I just
want to
make sure that, you know, he's really, I mean, like I said, he's doing his best and I don't know.
Victoria commented on Facebook and she said, I'm sorry, Porkchop, but my boyfriend is 30 and I'm 23 and I pay half of all of our bills. They're split 50-50. Young age is not a reason to make it work. Maybe he should Uber if he's so strapped.
True. I mean, true. But then again, like, he doesn't want me Ubering because he actually wants to spend time with me.
Okay, but I also do think it's a little crazy that his car is in your name and you guys aren't even married. I think
that's
a big...
We got a better deal because my credit was better.
I know.
So he pays for that.
No, I know. But, like, I think that is not really that financially smart because that ties you guys together. He might... If he wants to break up with you, he might feel trapped because he can't because his car is in your name.
I think there's easy ways out of that, right?
Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this situation?
So I'm somebody who does make like three times the amount of money that my significant other does. And we do like a percentage because if we did it equal, we'd live in a hole. So I take care of rent and he takes care of everything else, like water, electricity, cable.
Yeah, as long as there's an agreement of some sort there.
I think that's very fair.
Right, because I'm not about to live in a hole just so that you can pay equal.
Caitlin, why do you think that Porkchop doesn't want to do anything here?
I mean, it's a conversation that you need to have. It's not fair. I agree that you pay a majority of stuff. You just need to be like, hey, you got to step up, start paying for these things. We've been together this long, and it's about time that we start, like, tipping the scale in an equal manner.
We should actually call up your boyfriend, Chase, right now and talk to him and get this thing finished. Kara, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. What do you think about this? Porkchop's paying a majority of the bills.
Okay, well, Porkchop, I was in a situation like yours. I was in a relationship where I was older than my girlfriend, and she had a situation where she lost her job, and then she could not financially contribute, and I pretty much took care of majority of the bills. And then it got to a point where I had to tell her that she needed to step up and pay for stuff that we had going on. And that went on for a couple of years, and for a couple of years she couldn't do it, but I encouraged her. And I, you know, did things to make things better and to get her better jobs. And I helped her with the resume. And eventually she got a better job. But overall, after a course of like maybe 3 years, she decided that she didn't want to continue in the relationship. And on top of that, she had an epiphany that over the years of me not necessarily holding her to a higher standard and, you know, taking care of everything, that she had come to the epiphany that she did not have the opportunity to grow, and she wasn't confident to be on her own. And
Whoa.
She realized that she didn't know if she would be capable of doing things without me because I had been there and I had helped her with so many things. And she just wasn't necessarily sure if she was able to do it. So she left so she would be able to do those things on her own.
That's deep.
Because I never gave her an opportunity to grow. So my fear is that you're doing all this for him and he's getting not necessarily complacent, but he might settle into the concept that, you know, hey, Porkchop is going to have my back and he's going to do this and the third. And, you know, I'm contributing here and there. He was contributing here and there, don't get me wrong. But because I'm older and because of the situation I'm in, my concept of a partnership is not me because I make more handling more. There's no reason that your boyfriend can't step up. There's no reason that he can't.
That's what I was thinking.
It sounds like, I don't know, he needs to have this epiphany. Like this epiphany moment. And maybe that's going to happen because, I mean, you know, he is 23 now. So who knows? Maybe tomorrow he's going to just, you know, whop $500.
Harley says, I totally agree with Alex Porkchop. I know it's hard to hear, but I've been in your shoes. In the end, I got cheated on and screwed. I let that happen because I didn't put my foot down like Alex is telling you to.
How'd you just change this to cheated?
She's just saying, like, just letting someone take advantage of you. Whether we've talked about how I think he could possibly have a wandering eye as well, like a few weeks ago. But she's saying any relationship, you have to contribute equally. I just don't understand the excuses he's presenting. Like, well, I'm only a bartender or whatever. Like, I'm not making enough, you know, at Applebee's or whatever. Okay, great. Then he needs to find a different bartending job, or he needs to find a different waiting job where he's going to make better tips. This is not that hard. Like, there, he's got all these excuses. It's just insane.
You say it's not that hard. To some people, maybe it is. Like, I guarantee you there's millions of people listening right now. They're like, no, Alex, it is that hard. And they're doing their best to get whatever best job they can.
He doesn't have to work at Applebee's. He can work other places. Now, I understand it may only be in the restaurant business with his skill level, but there are other restaurants. I guarantee he might find a better location or a better spot with better customers that tip more.
I'll suggest that today then.
All I'm saying is that I was 23 in a long distance relationship, working 3 jobs, 7 days a week, 60 plus hours a week. So if I can do it, you can do it. Because my parents definitely coddled me when I was little.
Okay.
All right. You know, I just really feel bad for your boyfriend Chase in the situation, because a lot of times, like, a woman can, you know, stay with a guy, she can trap him with the baby, but what's he going to do with you?
Let me get real philosophical here for a minute. Is it possible that you feel guilty for taking him away from his family and stuff, and then, like, you know, he took him away from what he knew to kind of start your all's relationship when you first got together? And so because of that guilt, it is kind of making you make excuses for him and get away with things that you normally wouldn't let somebody get away with.
Maybe just a little bit. Maybe. You might be a little bit right
there.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm the same way, like, in a straight relationship with my wife. I mean, I moved her across the country a little bit away from her home. But at the end of the day, though, it's like, I've reached the point now where I have to love my wife and be compassionate, but I'm not going to beat myself up anymore. Like, you knew what you were getting into. I was fully up front with that. And, I mean, she was of legal consent at that time, too, so that maybe that makes a difference. You've got your chance to get hooked up with tickets to see Travis Scott. His show in Houston, because we're on the air at 92.1 Radio Now, February 13th, is sold out. So the only way you're getting in there is you win tickets from us here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Or if you're in Indy, the show's a week later, February 20th. We have tickets for that show, too. All right, let's get 2 people to play the game. Start out with Desiree. Hi, Desiree. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Hey, let me lock you in so we don't lose you. There we go. And let's say hi to Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, all right. Ladies, listen up. This is how we're going to play the game here. Producer Porkchop came with this one, and it is all about Travis Scott. What's Travis saying? We are going to give you 3 options for possible Travis Scott lyrics. One of them is the real lyric, and you can buzz in either with Desiree or with Lindsay. You're the buzzer at any time. If that person gets it wrong, the other person who couldn't buzz in in time gets to steal and try to get that correctly. We'll do 5 songs, so whoever has the most right after 5 will be the winner and get those Travis Scott tickets. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Lindsay, you got to tell me if you're down with this.
Yeah, how do you buzz in?
With your name.
Your name.
You just say Lindsay.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Desiree, thank you. Now I know my instructions made some sense. It's all right, Lindsay. We got this. It's a tough day. Here we go. Let's begin the game, Porkchop.
All right. Tell me which one is real, A, B, or C. Buzz in with your name. A, he just want the faux dough. I woke up in Soho. She just want the cocoa. I just want dinero. My necklace like a throat choke. Ice on me. I'm so cold.
Desiree.
Desiree, which one is it?
B. She just
want the cocoa. Wow.
I just want dinero. That is
correct. It is B.
All right. Yay. Little 1-0 lead right there. Lindsay, you're still in it, but you got to buzz in. What's the next one, Pork Chop?
All right. Ready?
Yes, sir.
In a hurry for my mama, I bought the llama. Ain't with the drama. Worried about those commas. He way too dumb. Yeah, I'm way too drunk. Yeah. Worry Lindsay. About those. Go ahead, Lindsay.
B.
That is incorrect.
What did she say?
She said B.
And then the last one is also worry about those condoms. Yeah, way too numb. Yeah, it's way too drum. Yeah.
C.
That is also correct.
Worry about those condoms. I'm way too numb. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Way too dumb. Yeah.
I don't think I'd know these.
Yeah, I was gonna say the lyrical content's amazing. By the way, Travis Scott killing it. Same sex, everybody.
He's a regular Taylor Swift.
He is. Watch out.
Number three. Hate this feeling when I'm with my boo. Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. Listen here. Got all this ice up in my tooth.
Desiree, A. Lindsay.
Desiree was first, and you said the first one, A?
A yeah. is incorrect.
Lindsay, your chance to steal. What do you think it is?
Hate this feeling when I'm with my boo. Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. Listen here, got all this ice up in my tooth.
See?
That is very incorrect.
There's I don't know.
No ice
You're
up
not
in
saying
his
which
tooth.
One is A, B, or C, though. That's what's confusing.
Here's what B was, the correct answer.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth.
That yeah, I recognize that one.
So Desiree, you are winning 2-0.
But it would have been cool if like the next verse, like, I've got gold and platinum in my tooth. That would have been kind of cool. All right, number four here, Pork Chop. What is the score, by the way? Because it's best out of five. Is there even a chance for Lindsay?
There is still a chance. It is 2-0.
Okay, so if Desiree gets this, that's game, okay? Come on, Desiree, do your thing. Lindsay, step it up. We want you to have a chance at these Travis Scott tickets with what?
Yeah, I'm cruising down in a Rari, drop top with the rider, and the Benz came with the driver, passenger like Mariah. Or C, when I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Little Mariah.
Desiree.
Go ahead, Desiree.
B.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
All right, what are the two options again that are possibly left?
Yeah, I'm cruising down in a Rari, drop top with the rider. B is, and the Benz came with the driver, passenger like Mariah. Or C, when I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Little Mariah.
A.
That is incorrect.
So who's winning?
Well, the winner of that automatically, because Lindsay had to get that, is Desiree. Way Whoa. To go, Desiree. Hey. There you go. Congratulations.
I thought that game was hard.
It was a little confusing. I mean, there's a lot of options there. But hey, you'll know the lyrics, Desiree, when you're singing them at the show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Lovely. Thank you so much.
You're pretty good. You got a lot of those right. I would never have gotten right.
Hey, thank you, Lindsay, for calling in. Desiree, hang on the line. We got chances all this week here on the Joe and Alex Show for you to win tickets to see Travis Scott. He's got his tour going all across the country, and we're sending you there. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you click on our stories, too, that little circle thing, so you can see what's going on behind the scenes. A lot of times we'll let you know, and we're going to be giving away prizes like Travis Scott tickets all this week here on Radio Now. How far are you willing to go to try and impress someone? Like, what did you do to try to impress a significant other, like a guy or a girl? That's what we're doing today for Joe Wants to Know. Liv shared this story with me, and I was like, there's no way that a girl would do this. But apparently this girl, she's thirsty. In New York City, she went out during the polar vortex, which is just freezing, to get a chocolate milkshake. I repeat, a chocolate milkshake when it's already cold and negative degrees. She did that just to run into possible love interests in other guys because she knew it could kind of be a conversation starter. Like, yeah, I had to get that ice cream. You know, I had to get my milkshake during the polar vortex. So what did you do to try to impress someone, like a significant
you
other,
mean
a guy or girl?
Impress, though, or run into a crush?
Just, like, run into a crush. Not really, like, just kind of make a conversation
starter.
Yeah, because
those would be different. So which one are you asking?
I'm asking, like, what did you try to do to, like, get their attention? It could be impressing them. Whatever it is,
yeah,
it's just very
something
it's very
to
broad.
Get a crush or someone you're interested in their attention, which I had a friend in college who went vegetarian just to get this guy's attention. And she was fine when she was sober. She would go through with it. But then every single night when we would go out and she would come home drunk, she would just scarf down chicken nuggets and any type of meat she could get her hands
How
on.
How did, like, Liv, was she walking around with this, like, celery, like, around the guy that... Hey, oh, you're eating celery too? That's crazy. I'd like, love veggies.
Just casual drops. Like in like the dining hall, she'd be like, oh, I can't eat that because like I'm vegetarian. Because like he's a really big animal lover and like he was like really into like humanitarian and kind of like a holistic view and idea. So she's like, oh, I'm going to say I'm a vegetarian. That'll for sure get his attention because there's like no vegetarians like in our friend group.
Gosh.
You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We're trying to find out what you did to try to like get the attention of the opposite sex, like a man or a woman. What you try to do to impress them.
We got a tweet from Jared who said, when I was in high school, my buddy bought a dozen roses for a girl and wrote on the card, this is from your secret admirer. And then he wore a hello, my name his tag all day long, and on it he had written secret admirer.
Oh my gosh.
That's very, very cute.
I wonder if that worked.
That is very cute. Yeah,
yeah, we
Jared,
need an
tell
update
us.
Here. Are they married?
I know. Jared, tell us if that worked at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. I love that.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539 for Joe wants to know. I remember I was so, I don't know, I was desperate, and it didn't cost me anything, but it probably would have got me fired. One of the best jobs I had is I worked part-time in radio, but I also worked at a car wash, and you know, I'm giving you your car wash receipt, Alex. I'm like, oh, hey,
you put on a bikini and wash somebody's car?
No. I'm trying to get people attracted to me. What I do, like, oh, hey, Alex, you're kind of cute. Like, hey, I gave you the super wash even though you paid for the basic.
Oh, did you get fired for doing that?
No, I got fired for other reasons. But I was like, oh, yeah, you want that undercoat? I got you. You want that triple foam wax? I got you. I'm taking care of you.
I absolutely hate sports. Like, if you know me at all, if you've listened to the show, you know I do not understand it. I think they're boring. And for a while, when I was dating somebody when I was in high school, I was dating somebody that loved motocross and supercross and dirt bike racing and stuff. So I would go every single year with him to watch Supercross live, and it is just not necessarily
your cup of tea.
It's okay, but it is not my first choice. But I would be so into it. I would memorize the names of the riders. I would talk about them like, you know, I know all about them and
oh,
their
really?
Numbers. Oh yeah. When just to impress him.
When I was in college and I knew that like my crush was probably studying in the library, I would make up homework that I had to do just so I could go into the library and sit at the same table as him just so I could talk to him and act like I was really smart and studious.
That's fantastic. And see, if he knew you at all, he definitely would have known you were lying.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and the number to join in this conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So what does this mom say is, what, child abuse?
This mom on Twitter, I came across her tweet, and she had a thread going, and she was talking about how letting your kids be bored is child abuse or a form of it, like emotional abuse, because parents, she said, should always strive to stimulate your kids' minds.
Mom.
That it is bad. You're putting your kids in like an emotionally abusive, like dangerous, detrimental situation if they're bored and you're not giving them things to do and making sure that their minds are stimulated and that they're constantly learning or having something to do.
Mom, I'm not stimulated. I'm bored.
Gross. Don't say it like that.
Mom, I'm not stimulated.
You know, looking back at it, that's how my mom was with me.
Really? Like, mm-hmm. How so?
Exactly that. Like, if I ever, she hated when I said I was bored. Then she'd, you know, make me go out and do something, call a friend, go play outside. You know, that was actually a thing back in the day, go play outside.
833-JOE-ALEX, call 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that it's okay for your kid to be bored for a little bit? Or do you feel like, yeah, you agree with this mom on Twitter who said, no, you know, you really need to make sure that you're constantly making sure your kid has something to do.
Nobody is going to call in Alex and say, it's not okay. They're going to be like, deal with it, you little twerps.
I mean, I just feel like letting your kid be bored for a little bit, it is good. I wouldn't say that's child abuse at all. I think that's absolutely nuts because your kid needs to learn how to be self-sufficient and your kid needs to learn that, guess what? Life can be boring sometimes.
So yesterday when I was in the kids club doing the daycare that I work at, one of the kids was like, I'm bored. It's so boring in here. You're boring me. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm bored too. Like, you're boring me as well. So like, I don't want to be around you as much as you don't want to be around me.
Maybe that's the response every parent should have.
I don't know. I mean, hanging out with Liv can be kind of boring. I don't want to watch any more Barstool videos, Liv.
Like, the more I see stuff like this online and on social media, I just wonder, like, how absolutely messed up is this next generation of kids going to be?
Lillian, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I think it's nonsense. There are studies that show that boredom actually is helpful in helping kids create have creativity.
Yes.
And so it stimulates their minds actually to be bored. And if you continue to just give them something, they're not going to be able to know how to fill their own time and mind with all sorts of things.
I think that is a great response to that. Thank you so much. And tell your kiddo in the back we said hi.
Tell that kid to be quiet. You're on radio here. No, thank you. Bye. Hannah, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you kind of agree with the lady. Explain.
I do. I agree with her a little bit, as in letting your kids have things to do. I agree with that. But my kids don't let, they don't get to be sitting on electronics all the time, and I let them be bored. So I can see where she's coming from saying that, but I don't think it's child abuse to let your kid be bored all the time. It gets their creative juices flowing. They can find something else to do to keep themselves entertained.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like kids don't know how to do anything for themselves. Like, they don't know how to just go outside and use their imagination. I just feel like they're not exercising their minds at all.
But is that,
I absolutely agree.
Is that not also parents' faults, though, because they're allowing their kids... Like, my biggest pet peeve here is when I see kids stuck on a phone. And I feel like it's all the time. Listen, I know it's not easy. I have friends and family that have kids. I'm an uncle. Like, I get all that stuff. But the answer can't be like, here, do this because it'll keep you quiet. Play Fortnite or look at a phone or play whatever. There's got to be other things to do.
Yeah, it's like almost like the word boredom when it comes to parenting seems like it's like a dirty word, like a taboo word. Like, I got to get my kid an iPad. I got to do this. Yeah, I got to make sure they have a play date. Or I got to turn the TV on. Like, what is wrong with just saying go play and come up with a game? Play the floor is lava.
I think it's more of a babysitter for kids too when their parents, you know, especially if they're going out to eat somewhere or, oh, I'm bored. Well, here, just sit here and stare at this and not even really use your imagination. And half the time, kids are looking up games on YouTube, watching kids other play games. You know,
that's a whole other thing. I'm just like, what the heck is going on there? That's insane.
I think social media has contributed this so much because there are so many lifestyle bloggers who are parents, and so they will post constantly like different activities and ideas that they're doing with their kids. So it makes it look like every single second of the day is planned out and that they're entertaining them. So other parents feel like they need to live up to that expectation. But when in reality, they're posting maybe 15 minutes out of their 24-hour day that they're like doing an activity with their kids.
Hey, with that being said, you should go follow us on Instagram. And you'll never be bored there. At Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview to promote his new revenge thriller, Cold Pursuit, Liam Neeson told a story he'd never shared before about a time he learned that a loved one had allegedly been raped.
I'm not going to use any names, but she told me she had been raped. I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a cosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
This is so shocking to me. Like, I heard this and I was just like, holy smokes. Where in the world in his mind did he think, number one, this was okay, but two, that he should ever say this out loud?
Yeah, I'm surprised he said it out loud.
Dumb.
I don't know Liam Neeson. Like, I don't know if he's racist or not. I don't think it would be as a shock. He's like, I'm going to kill some white, you know, whatever the word was, but it just sounded so bad. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, well, what would he be thinking? Like, obviously, if that's what the description was, he wanted to, like, kill that person, but still, like, that, it sounds terrible. I don't know what he has in his heart, if he has, like, hate like that. But it sounds terrible.
So he admitted it was a horrible time, and he's learned a valuable lesson from his awful reaction. People took to Twitter to call him a racist and said that he should not be invited to host the Oscars. CeeLo Green has apologized to the NFL boycotters after a tweet supporting his friend Big Boy's choice to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. So CeeLo's tweet said, "Big Boy, yo, we riding with you, fam. F these so-called protesters. You just got $100 million worth of press." CeeLo says he meant no harm and was not taking a shot at Colin Kaepernick's supporters.
"It was not meant to be a political statement, but a personal statement. You know, people have to realize that me and Big Boy have been friends and extended family for the last 25 years, and we talk on a personal level, and I knew a lot of what the tension and apprehension was, and I wanted to show some solidarity for him." Yeah, that's really all it was.
Christoph St. John, who played Neil Winters on The Young and the Restless since 1991, died Sunday at age 52. Police were called to St. John's home in California after one of his friends found the actor's body. There's no word on how he died. Sources say alcohol may have played a role. I guess him and his ex-wife, who's a boxer, Mia St. John, lost their 24-year-old son Julian to suicide only a couple years ago. Julian was being treated at a mental health facility at the time, which his parents sued for negligence after his death. That suit was settled, and Christoph himself had threatened suicide in 2017 and was placed under a 72-hour psychiatric hold. The actor was nominated for 9 Daytime Emmy Awards and won 10 NAACP Image Awards over the course of his career. He leaves behind 2 daughters.
So sad.
John Travolta said that his family talked him into shaving his head on New Year's Eve, and this is why.
"The family talked me into it New Year's Eve. They said, shave it off, just be comfortable. So I did, and then I posted a picture of my daughter, you know, the two of us, and it went viral, but it went more than that, it went headlines, and I was pleasantly thrilled because it's so much easier. Hell to the yeah."
He looks so much better with without having that fake hair all on him.
You think so?
I think so. It's going to take a while to get used to.
A lot of people hate his shaved head, so I guess that's why he's asked about
it. So bad he had none.
That is the garbage.
You can email the Joe and Alex Show at any time. We love hearing from you. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or if you want to slide into our DMs on Instagram or on Twitter, give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. We got an email from a listener named Megan yesterday, and she's got an interesting question, Alex. Here's what she said. "This past weekend, it was me and my boyfriend's 4-year anniversary of meeting, and he wore sweatpants and took me to a hole-in-the-wall Chinese place."
Oh, gosh.
"What do you mean, oh, gosh? It sounds like an amazing time. We never celebrate anything, so I've been kind of hinting for the past couple of weeks that it would be nice if we could do something special, even if it was just going to a fun sports bar, dressing cute, and watching the Super Bowl. When he showed up in sweatpants and told me where we were going, I kind of lost it and started crying because I got dressed up and did my makeup and even got him a gift, and he was upset that he put in zero effort."
No, she was upset.
Oh, she was upset. Sorry. "He told me that I have unrealistic expectations and that I should know by now he is, quote, not a romantic person. Am I expecting too much?" 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So wait, this is the anniversary of when they met. So is that their official anniversary as a couple or just when they met?
I don't know. I don't know what they decide.
Is that stuff that women do? They're like, "Oh, this is the day that we met." It's like, well, are we tracking when we're actually like a couple or not? You can't expect a guy.
She said 4
years. Remember that.
She says 4-year anniversary of when we met, so it's probably a different anniversary than when they officially started dating. But she says that for weeks she had been hinting that she wanted to do something special for that specific anniversary.
You know what you just said there? The key word, hinting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought right when you said that.
Come out and say it, right, Liv?
Yeah, I mean, how is she supposed to expect that he is picking up on those hints?
But this is what she wrote in the email. She said, "I told him it would be fun to celebrate and do something special, even if it was just going to a fun sports bar, dressing cute, and watching the Super Bowl." So it sounds like she did give him specific directions. Like, she brought up the conversation. She gave him ideas to help him.
Yeah, a fun sports bar, and he took her to, like, a Chinese place. That's, like, the same thing.
In sweatpants. That's not dressing up.
Well, when she said dressing cute, I think that that implies that she's going to dress cute. I don't think that necessarily means that, like, she wants him to dress nice or dress cute. And also, I think you know the kind of person that you're dating. You know whether they're going to you know what they're going to dress like, and you know what like their normal is. So like if they normally wear sweatpants all the time, maybe you say, hey, like how about like I want to get a cute picture or something, or like I want to look nice, like will you wear something other than sweatpants?
So you
time?
Don't think this was you don't think this was a trash move on his part, and that she's you do think she's expecting too much?
To answer, no, go ahead, answer that.
I think that she's expecting too much for what their relationship is. It just seems like that they don't see eye to eye on this kind of thing, and that he either needs to step up, make more of an effort, and she needs to actually clearly speak her mind, or they need to go their separate ways.
I agree with what Liv's saying. If Megan is emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and said, am I expecting too much? Yeah, you are. I'm not, at least with this guy, you are. Like, you know what you know, and that it is what it is. 833-JOE-ALEX. Obviously, Alex is not agreeing with that at all. 833-563-2539. I just think that it's you're making it a big deal out of nothing. And by the way, you can't ask for anything on the Super Bowl. That is a day for football.
She said we can go watch it. She said go watch it together,
yeah,
at
but
a bar.
Like, look cute. Like, I totally disagree.
Clearly, this guy is he's a chronic sweatpants abuser.
Right, and
so
also,
she's saying, let's wear something else for a change.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't ask someone to do that on the freaking Super Bowl.
Hey,
one,
Alex.
And also two.
But their anniversary fell on that day, and I think she's compromising.
It's not their anniversary. It's the day they met, which I think is so stupid. Also, if you want someone to be romantic for you, then you explicitly say, hey, babe, I am missing some romance from this relationship. We haven't done anything in a while. Will you take one night off on this weekend and take me out to a nice dinner, surprise me, we'll dress cute, and it will be romantic? That's what you say. That's what you ask.
I feel like she did that.
Alex, is your name Megan?
No.
I feel like this is Alex secretly writing an email to herself right here.
I think this guy sounds like he sucks, and I think that the fact that they've been together for 4 years and he can't do this one little thing. She said they never celebrate anything. Hey, never. For 4 years, this is the one thing she wanted. He should have compromised.
Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think here?
4 years? Like, you're telling me 4 years and you haven't... Like, that means she's given him more hints over the years. This isn't the one time she's given a hint. So I think after 4 years, if he's like giving her what she wants, bye.
Yeah, well,
four years.
That's on her though, Katie, for not realizing it.
She can walk away at any time. And
no,
also,
she could agree. So I'm saying like 4 years, girl, get the hint. It's never gonna happen.
Right.
Like, no matter the Super Bowl or what anniversary it is, if you have to tell your man the way you want to be treated, he's not the man for you.
Yeah, I agree.
If he hasn't shown you his true colors yet, I hope that this is a sign that you realize he has. If he hasn't impressed you or swooping you up with romance when you wanted it and asked for it yet, then he's not going to change.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Katie. Let's talk to Haley. You don't think she's expecting too much at all. You actually agree with Alex.
I do agree with Alex.
Wow. I think you're being a diva. Explain this.
Well, they've been together for 4 years. If they haven't gone out to dinner in a while, I mean, it's some type of anniversary, something special. She said we could go to a nice sports bar. They didn't have to go to a sports bar. They could have went to Applebee's.
Haley, but listen, you're unrealistically expecting this to be. It's not an anniversary. It's 4 year anniversary of when they met.
That Who is cares?
Because it's stupid. It's dumb.
It's still a special day to her. It's one day. You can't wear one day.
I'm sorry.
You can't
but
wear sweatpants.
You can't say, let's do something special. Let's go to a sports bar and watch the Super Bowl.
They don't go together.
Completely.
That was her compromise because this guy's a deadbeat who won't do anything.
Oh my God.
Now you're calling him a deadbeat. He's a deadbeat.
100%.
So people that wear sweatpants are deadbeats. Wow. Okay.
If a girl tells you, no. If a girl tells
like
you. I'm saying he's a deadbeat when it comes to effort in their relationship. If a girl tells you, take me somewhere special, let's dress in real clothes, and his idea of that is a hole-in-the-wall Chinese place in sweatpants, he's a deadbeat who doesn't give a crap about your relationship.
Just take me somewhere special, babe. Let's go to a sports bar. Like, are you kidding me?
Your standards aren't high enough. Liv, your standards aren't high enough. Mine probably are too high, but there's no middle.
No, here's the thing. If I tell my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, I want to go on a date with you. I want to go to a nice dinner. Let's go. I want to dress up. He will take me. But I'm not saying, hey, let's go and watch the Pacers game or whatever game it is and go to a sports bar, because that is so mixed messaging.
I don't think it's mixed messaging. I think that was her compromise to get this guy to do anything and leave his couch potato life.
Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you say Liv's wrong.
Yes, I disagree. I don't think that it is too hard for somebody to throw a pair of jeans on and a nice looking shirt and just hang out.
Sometimes you can't assume that he knows what she's talking about, and you can't assume that he is picking up the hints that she is leaving him. She needs to be flat out in their communication and say, hey, babe, you wear your sweatpants all the time. Just try dressing up for me. I want to, like, have a cute, fun date night.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, don't you think that that's what she said when she said that?
No,
she wanted to dress
she said
up?
She hinted at it. Stop hinting, ladies. Be direct, because you get so mad when we don't know. Thank you, Kayla, for calling in. Let's wrap it up with Amy this morning. And if you can't get through on the phones, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Amy, you've got a boyfriend for 3 years now. Is he romantic?
No, not at all.
So is Megan, the listener, expecting too much?
I think so. Like, my boyfriend, I know he's not romantic, and I've known that from the start. So I'm not going to expect him to pull that out of nowhere now, even if sometimes I want that, I'm not going to expect him to, because I've known for 3 years that he's just not that type.
Yeah. All right, and I think that it's matching expectations. I think everybody's different. Alex, you were being honest, because I think your expectations are out of control, and Liv may not have, like, I guess, you know, she's probably more understanding.
I'm probably too high maintenance of a girlfriend, but I think Liv is, like, above average low maintenance. I think you are way chill as a girlfriend. So I think that's where we have different opinions. But we both agree that I think that she needs to dump him.
Oh, absolutely. This guy's obviously not right for her.
Oh, my God. But he's going to take her to a Chinese place, guys. Chinese!
I do love bourbon chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A college student in North Carolina thought her apartment was haunted.
Ooh, I'm already interested in this.
Well, it wasn't haunted. Actually, it was just somebody that broke in and put on all of her clothing in her closet.
She's like, man, this ghost is stylish.
Dang, you looking good. Where do you shop? Payless?
OOTD.
The woman said her clothes were disappearing and she'd find handprints on the bathroom mirror.
Whoa.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, she heard rattling in her closet, and a man named Drew introduced himself. Hi, I'm Drew.
Oh, my gosh.
She said he was wearing her clothes, shoes, socks, and a backpack was on him.
Whoa.
Full of her clothing. How much would that freak you out?
There is this real story I know of this girl in Illinois who was living in an apartment, and above her door in the master bedroom, there was a little, like, trap door, like, to an attic or something in this apartment building. It was older. And she had noticed, like, she had food going missing and stuff periodically over the last, like, several months. She came home, like, she had a new puppy, and it had been, like, picked up and put in the sink at one point because, like, her bathroom was flooding. Like, somebody had saved it, but she kind of was like, man, I don't know how that happened, but just let it go. Well, one night she's in the bathtub, and all of a sudden, as she's laying in the bathtub, lights off and all this, she can see from the corner on the ceiling that little trap door had been pushed open, and that it was open, like somebody had opened it. And that's when she knew somebody had jumped down, because she had heard a thump earlier in the apartment, and she realized as she was sitting in the bathtub, there was a man standing in her closet on the other side of the closet door that had come down from the attic. So she gets out of the tub quietly, doesn't act like anything's wrong, walks past her closet door, calls 911 calmly, and walks out of the apartment. They go upstairs. He books it. He knows that she had called the police. But they go upstairs in this little crawl space in her attic in her apartment and find sleeping bags, food from her pantry. This guy had been living above her this entire time. And when she would go to work, he would come down from the crawl space and live in her apartment.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That freaks me out. It's just like this one, because she sees this person fully dressed head to toe. She said that she tried, as she was talking to him, the guy tried on one of her hats and then went to go check it out in the mirror. She kept talking to the guy, and this is where she's smart, to keep him distracted, while her roommates called the cops, and this person didn't notice, just like, man, this hat looks really good on me.
Oh my gosh.
The man was arrested a short time later and is facing 14 charges, including larceny and identity theft. The woman says she always has her apartment door locked. She's not sure how this guy made it inside.
I'm telling you right now, look out for those crawl space and attic doors.
Oh, that's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. So one of your friends, Alex, doesn't understand why guys do not like to wear jackets, especially in the wintertime or in the fall.
Actually, it was somebody I overheard at the mall yesterday. I was shopping.
Eavesdropper, okay.
Happened to be in the cold weather section, and I heard this chick, like, say something to her girlfriend she was shopping with, like, you know, guys don't wear jackets in cold weather because they want to intimidate women and make women feel like lesser human beings. If you see a guy who's not wearing a jacket when it's cold out, you need to call him out for his toxic masculinity. And I swear to God, I almost choked on my own drink. I was laughing so hard.
How does she know that's exactly why we do it? I don't know. Ladies, listen, if we're not cold, we're not cold. Pork Chop and I, every morning in the studio, have to battle with Alex and Liv, the web girl, who say it's so cold in here, and we're perfectly fine. We don't need jackets because we're naturally warm. We got all that body hair. That's why we don't wear jackets.
Yeah, I feel like if anyone is an example that this is bogus, it's us, because exactly, the girls in this room right now, Liv and I, are always cold. Guys are always warm. By nature, biologically, guys are just warmer. That's why they don't wear coats, and they're stubborn, and they like to just be like, I don't need a coat. They're just stupid. That's why.
I think a lot of it has to do with, I don't think that's like every guy. Like, my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, wears a coat all the time. He's freezing when I'm cold. Like, I think what it is in this room is that the men in this room maybe have some couple extra poundages keeping them warm. I think it has to do with like correlation with weight. Like the heavier you are, the more warm you are going to be.
See, my boyfriend, the Egyptian, has a dad bod, but he's not obese or overweight.
He's not obese, but he's never, a big guy.
Never wear a coat.
He's not a big guy. He's tall.
Yeah, he's tall and like bigger.
He's like a little over 6'2".
See, yeah, he's over 6'2", and I'm going to guess, like, he's, like, I think you can consider him as a big guy. He's not fat, but he's a big guy.
His legs are like tree trunks.
Yeah, exactly.
And he never wears a coat.
Yeah, because he's probably hot all the time and sweating all the time. He's just, like, warmer. But, like, my boyfriend, who is not, like, enormously huge.
He's a little boy. Like, if you're, like, for example, all the men that you just talked about are men. Your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, God love him. He's a little boy.
He's not tiny everywhere.
Oh my God. So, what do you think about this chick saying this, that guys on purpose don't wear coats so that they can intimidate women?
That is completely false. That's not even true. That's just stupid.
Guys don't put that amount of planning into anything.
The only thing I have to say about this chick is that someone needs to get her like a writing deal, because the creativity and the things that she's pulling out of her butt right now that just don't make sense are insane. This girl is insane.
And I want somebody to put Liv the Web Girl in her place. I want all you skinny, scrawny guys that are also don't wear jackets to call up and tell Liv, hey, quit fat shaming Joe and Pork Chop.
I just have a question for women that say idiotic crap like this. Like, do you think that saying something like men don't wear coats when it's cold is oppressive to women is really going to convince people that women aren't whiny and needy at all? Like, you guys act like cold weather sees a penis and it's like, oh my God, a man, I'm going to leave him alone.
No, here's the thing. You are whiny and high maintenance and needy. My boyfriend is also high maintenance, whiny, and needy. He's a boy, you're a girl, I'm a girl, I'm not like that. But I will say that this gives us other feminists a bad look and a bad rep, which I don't appreciate.
Yeah, this wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, that and some of the haircuts, yeah. Wrapping things up for today. Tomorrow, we're going to be hooking you up with more Travis Scott tickets. He'll be here Wednesday, February 20th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You can win all this week at 7:45 here on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you got going on today, Alex? You going to go do something with the kids?
I'm going to do my first in-person class to be a child advocate for Marion County. So if you are interested, please DM me on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z. I will tell you what a child advocate is and stuff. But it is such a cool, unique organization to get involved with if you want to make a difference in kids' lives locally here.
That is awesome. I'm really proud of you for doing that. That's a great thing you're doing right there. Pork Chop, what do you got going on?
My boyfriend just transferred me $200, so thank you.
No way. Was he listening?
I guess. I don't. He's on his way to work right now.
Wow. Chase. It worked. For the win.
There we go.
I'm really excited about trivia tonight. I'm going to Trivia with Joe. Where is it again? On 96?
We're going to do it at Redemption Ale Works. They have a really fun trivia night.
Random trivia or a theme?
I think it's random trivia tonight. I don't think it's anything in particular. I think sometimes they offer like, hey, it's office trivia.
That's or the ones that I go to and I kill
and
it.
And SpongeBob. But,
that's right. Oh my gosh, can someone please do a SpongeBob SquarePants trivia night?
I'm sure there's one around here.
I want a SpongeBob and I want a Kardashians trivia night.
That's a cute idea.
You guys can...
You can't do it as good as me.
Yeah, please don't ever do that again, Porkchop. Sound like a dying animal. But yes, you're invited this week, Porkchop. Unless you blow it, then we may not do trivia ever again.
Are you kidding me? I'm really good. I won HQ last night.
His wife takes it very seriously, so be careful.
I love trivia.
I don't know. My wife's getting to the point where she talks as much about trivia and being on Jeopardy as you do about HQ trivia. You both are annoying as hell, you two nerds.
I can't wait.
Liv the Web Girl, you got anything going on with your life?
Yeah, I just have a doctor's appointment, and then I have to go get my car checked out because something's wrong with my back tire, and I've been putting it off for a really long time. So I'm finally going to get it taken care of today.
I saw her driving the other day. It was literally super flat.
Dude, how long can you drive when you need an oil change? Because I have been needing an oil change for like 5,000 miles. I haven't done it yet.
I'm 2,000 miles over and I'm getting it done today.
You should get it done soon, but most, especially your car is a higher end thing. Most can go anywhere from like 7 to 10,000 without an oil change.
Well, wait a minute. Are you doing synthetic or conventional? If you're doing
something special because it's a German car.
If you're synthetic, you're good. If you're conventional, you're way overdue.
Then they're using beer probably. They probably have beer in there.
French fry juice.
Yeah, the good stuff. Yeah, I would get that checked out. Make sure your dipstick's okay. Make sure your Johnson rod works and all that good stuff. Top off your blinker fluid. Basic stuff like that. All right, we can't do any of this unless we get the heck out of here. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.